Svarim talk about how the 3 weeks correspond to the three regalim: Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Last week corresponded to Pesach. This week corresponds to Shavuos, and next week corresponds to Sukkos. What does it mean that this particular Shabbos, Parshas Matos Maaseh, corresponds to Shavuos? In what way does Shavuos connect to Matos Maaseh? The Yontif of Shavuos, a time we count weeks, it's called Shavuos, called the weeks we count of the Sfiras Omer. How does that relate to Matos Maaseh? And the truth is that although the simple understanding of the Yontif of Shavuos means weeks, there is another definition of Shavuos, which means oaths. The oaths that we took at Har Sinai. Chazal tell us that we're mushba me Har Sinai. We're sworn in from Har Sinai. Each one of our neshamas were present at Kabbalah's Torah, and we took a Shavuah that we're going to fulfill the entire Torah. There was a Shavuah at Har Sinai. And there's a minog that some have to learn Maseches Shavuos during Sfira. And not only because there are 49 daf that correspond to the 49 days of Sfira, but because Maseches Shavuos is all about oaths. And the Yontif of Shavuos is all about oaths as well. And it's for this reason, Matos Maaseh, when we are introduced to Nedarim and Shavuos, to the world of taking oaths, it corresponds to the Yontif of Shavuos, a holiday of swearing and taking upon ourselves obligations. At Har Sinai, we took a Shavuah as a nation to keep Kol Torah Kula. But when we were each born into this world, we also took a Shavuah. The Gemara tells us, when a baby is born, Shabbat La'avi Ha'olam. When a child is brought into this world, into the atmosphere, Ba Malach V'Sitru Al Piv. A Malach comes and taps him right above the lips. U'Mishkachayu Kol Torah Kula, and the individual, the child, the neshama, forgets all the learning that he was taught the previous 9 months. He learned Kol Torah Kula with that Malach, one-on-one. And now he comes into this world, and it's all forgotten. And the Gemara goes on to explain, Ve'eino yotzi misham, he does not exit the mother entirely, ad shemashbino, so until he makes a shua yet again, that he's going to fulfill every word of that Torah. We took a shua at Har Sinai, and we took another individual shua when we were born into this world. And there's an incredible Aruch Laner of Yaakov Ettlinger, a German Rav of the 19th century, who points out that not only did we learn with the Malach, Kol HaTorah Kula, and all Tayrig Mitzvahs, but we also learned Midos. We learned Derech Eretz, because this too, of course, is part of the Torah. Derech Eretz Karmel LaTorah. So we took a Shua at Har Sinai to keep all the Mitzvahs, to act with all the Derech Eretz, and yet again, when we were born, we took that same Shavuah that we're going to keep all Tayrig Mitzvahs and we're going to practice incredible Derech Eretz. So all the Mefarshim ask, if we forgot all the Torah, we forgot what we learned at Har Sinai, we forgot what we learned with the Malach when we were being created, so why then did we learn anything if in the end we're going to forget it all? And they all answer, so at least it will be familiar. So when we smell something good, we know to draw closer, and when we smell something bad, we know to distant. The Torah and Midos are innate. We have to uncover them from within. See, the Malach doesn't have them disappear from our body, he just suppresses them. They're somewhere hidden in the recesses of our mind, in the recesses of our neshama. And we have to resurface them. We have to bring them to light to fulfill those Shavuos. How we keep the mitzvahs, how we act to one another. That Shavuah that we took at Har Sinai, that Shavuah that we took when we were born into the world, we have to bring them to light. This is why we say Kol Nidre Leil Yom HaKippur. Such a strange thing to be saying at the climax of Aseres Me'etshuva. A very emotional time of Yom HaKippurim as we begin the onset of the holiest day of the world. We start with Kol Nidre, because Kol Nidre and all Shavuos goes back to Har Sinai. See, Yom Kippur is the second Luchos were given to us. The first Luchos were given and we did not keep the Shavuos. We did not keep the Nedarim. We're saying Kol Nidre, undo all the Shavuos and all the Nedarim because we did not fulfill them. But give us a second chance. Give us a second chance, Yom Kippur. Our whole lives are spent trying to fulfill that Shavuot at Har Sinai. To fulfill the Shavuot that we took. That we promised the Malach. That we promised Hashem Yisbarach. That we promised ourselves. It's one thing to make an oath, but it's another thing to keep that oath. To keep our word. How many people tell you things and they don't keep it? How many people do you tell you're going to do something and you don't follow through? How often do we promise our children we're going to buy them a toy, get them a new bike, hockey equipment, take them to a sports game, spend time with them, learn with them, and we just don't. And we might have good excuses. We might be too busy. We might be too tired. But in the end of the day, you told them something and you're not following through. You're not listening to your own Shavuah. How many times do you promise our wives, our husbands, that we're going to be more respectful to them, respectful to their feelings, respectful to what they think, to be more sympathetic to them, to talk in a nicer way? And yet another day goes, and another day comes, and we're the same exact person. The Derech Eretz isn't there. You know how many people pledge money to give to a yeshiva, to a Beis Knesset, to an institution, and they don't follow through? It's understood when there's a certain amount of pledges, all that money's not going to come in. And sometimes they're for a good reason, because their business doesn't do as well as they anticipated. And sometimes it's simply because people like to talk and they don't like to listen to what they say. You know, some people say, you know, whenever you need me, I'm there for you. I'll help you out. Just let me know. And you call them up when you really need them and they're not there. They don't listen. The people say yes, yes to everything. They don't like saying no. Yes, yes, this, but they don't accomplish anything. They can't follow through. They don't listen to what they themselves are actually saying. There's a Mishnah in Masechet Baba Metzia that tells us when a person makes a verbal agreement in halacha that's binding, and if they retract, although they're allowed to, they're going to feel the wrath of Misha Para from he who punished Dor Mabul, Dor Aflaga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished Dor Mabul and Dor Aflaga. He's going to be the same one to punish those who don't keep their word, who don't keep their oaths, who don't keep their verbal agreements. When we say something, we need to listen to what we're saying. It's not just about making a Shavua, but about listening to the Shavua. And the Sfarim tells that these 3 weeks not only correspond to the three Rigon, but they also correspond to the three Averos that took place with Chet HaMeraglim. Chet HaMeraglim was the first Avera, the first tragedy that took place on Tisha B'Av, and we're still trying to rectify that hundreds of years later, thousands of years later. So what was the Avera? They spoke, their speech was heard about what they saw in Eretz Yisrael. We read in the Haftorahs in sequence last week Divrei, this week Shimu, and next week Chazon. Divrei is in what they spoke. Shimu is in what was heard. And Chazon is what they saw. We're trying to rectify these three areas in these 3 weeks. Speaking, listening, and seeing. And this week, the week of Shavuos, the week of Matas Masei, it's about Shimu, what we heard. It's not only about making the Shavuah, but it's about listening to the Shavuah. We said at Kabbalah Satorah, where we are mushba behar Sinai, we said, Nasev and Nishma, we're going to listen as well. We're going to follow through the Shavuos. And Evan Ivri, who wants to stay on longer to be with his master, has to get pierced in the ear, Nirtza. Why? Because the Gemara says he didn't listen at Har Sinai. We're supposed to have only one master, Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he wanted another master. He gets pierced in the ear because he didn't listen. It wasn't Nasev and Nishma. Shavuos is a time of Nasev and Nishma. 3 weeks is a time of Nasev and Nishma. Make a promise, but keep your word. Don't listen to the Yetzer telling you you don't have the money, you don't have the time, you don't have the energy, you don't have the desire and the passion. Na'aseh v'nishma, say something and follow through. So Ma'aseh in the Panach of our yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva wanted to know whether or not they should invest in security, in the shmirah and bitachon of the yeshiva. And so the Rosh Yeshiva asked the Chazon Ish what he thought, and the Chazon Ish said, as long as you have Rebbe Elazar Mikelm learning there, a great tzaddik, and there's no greater security than his very learning. That's how great Rebbe Elazar Mikelm was, in the Chazon Ish's words. And there's one morning, Rav David Pivarsky would wake up early to learn hours before davening each morning for decades. And one morning he came per his regular schedule, and he found that Rav Elazar Mikelm, this elderly yid, was learning early in the morning. And Rav David Pivarsky walked over to give him some eitz, and said, "You're not a young man. You need to take care of yourself. You need to protect yourself. You need sleep." And Rav Elazar says, "That's the second time I'm hearing that this morning." Rav David was wondering who else was in the Beis Medrash that may have said this to him. So he asked Rav Elazar who was the first person, and he said the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is constantly whispering in our ears to do this and to do that, or don't do that and don't do this. The avodah of this week of Shimu is to listen to the shruos, not listen to the Yetzer Hara. Listen to the shruos that we took at Har Sinai. Listen to the shruos that we took when we were born into this world. And with that we'll bring tremendous nachas ruach to the Bori. Oh.